AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senior officials from the U.S. and Qatar are expected to join day three of talks between Israel and Hamas in Egypt. Hamas says it's seeking guarantees from President Trump that Israel will not resume its military campaign after the militant group releases its remaining hostages. The U.S. government shutdown is entering its eighth day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Top Senate Republican John Thune continues blaming Democrats.
They've already voted five different times now to keep the government shut down.
What is John Thune doing?
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans keep bringing up the same bill, expecting a different result.
After five failed votes, Republicans should understand they cannot go forward unless we come to a bipartisan agreement.
Chief Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blames House Speaker Mike Johnson, who in turn says this is entirely on Schumer's gang to end.
We are pleading with the Democrats in the Senate to do the right thing.
Meantime, the Trump administration warns all federal workers are not guaranteed back pay after the shutdown ends, reversing long-standing policy.
For the most part, we're going to take care of our people.
But the president says others don't deserve that. Thune says he's not sure what the president meant.
My assumption is that furloughed workers will get back pay.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
National Guard troops from Texas are positioned at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois, despite a lawsuit.
Chicago's a great city, but you can't be a great city if you have murders and if you have a lot of problems, and they do.
The president has defied opposition from the governor of Illinois and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who says the administration has shared little information.
This is what is so difficult about this moment.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on lower-priced Teslas.
Tesla is rolling out two cheaper versions of its electric car models. In an attempt to boost slumping sales, Tesla is selling the new Model Y for just under $40,000 with a stripped-down interior. There's also a cheaper version of the Model 3 for under $37,000. Tesla's faced anti-Elon Musk boycotts and competition from foreign electric vehicle makers. The reaction from the stock market after the news broke suggests the new models are not expected to help much. Edmunds analyst Ivan Drury says investors were looking for something truly different, not an iteration of an old product. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their development of metal organic frameworks. One expert compared their work to Hermione Granger's enchanted handbag from the Harry Potter series. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.